Bereshit, Genesis, chapter 27. And it came to be, when Yitzhak was old, and his eyes were too dim to see, that he called Esau, his elder son, and said to him,
My son.
And he answered him,
Here I am.
And he said,
See now, I am old. I do not know the day of my death. Now then, please take your weapons, your quiver and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt wild game for me, and make me a tasty dish, such as I love, and bring it to me to eat, in order that my being may brach you before I die.
And Rivka heard when Yitzhak spoke to Esau his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt wild game and to bring it. And Rivka spoke to Yaakov her son, saying,
See, I heard your father speak to Esau your brother, saying, Bring me wild game and make me a tasty dish to eat, and brach you in the presence of Yahuwah before my death. And now, my son, listen to my voice according to what I command you. Please, go to the flock and bring me two choice young goats, and I make a tasty dish from them for your father, such as he loves. And you shall take it to your father, and he shall eat it, so that he might brach you before his death.
And Yaakov said to Rivka his mother,
See, Esau my brother is a hairy man, and I am a smooth-skinned man. What if my father touches me? Then I shall be like a deceiver in his eyes, and shall bring a curse on myself, and not a berakha.
But his mother said to him,
Let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice, and go, get them for me.
And he went and fetched them and brought them to his mother. And his mother made a tasty dish, such as his father loved. And Rivka took the best garments of her elder son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them on Yaakov, her younger son. And she put the skins of the young goats on his hands and on the smooth part of his neck. Then she gave the tasty dish and the bread, which she had prepared, into the hand of her son Yaakov. And he went to his father and said,
My father.
And he said,
Here I am. Who are you, my son?
And Yaakov said to his father,
I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done as you said to me. Please rise, sit, and eat of my wild game, so that your being might barach me.
But Yitzhak said to his son,
How is it that you have found it so quickly, my son?
And he said,
Because Yahuwah, your Elohim, brought it to me.
Then Yitzhak said to Yaakov,
Please come near, so that I feel you, my son, whether you truly are my son Esau or not.
And Yaakov went near to Yitzhak, his father, and he felt him and said,
The voice is the voice of Yaakov, but the hands are the hands of Esau.
And he did not recognize him, for his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands, and he baraked him. And he said,
Are you truly my son Esau?
And he said,
I am.
And he said,
Bring it near to me, and let me eat of my son's wild game, so that my being might barach you.
So he brought it near to him, and he ate. And he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Yitzhak said to him,
Please, come near and kiss me, my son.
And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his garments, and barach him, and said,
See, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field which Yahuwah has barach. And Elohim give you of the dew of the Shamayim, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let people serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brothers, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be those cursing you, and baruch be those berachah you.
And it came to be, as soon as Yitzhak had finished barachah Yaakov, and Yaakov had hardly left the presence of Yitzhak his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And he too had made a tasty dish, and brought it to his father, and said to his father,
Let my father rise and eat of his son's wild game, so that your being might barach me.
And his father Yitzhak said to him,
Who are you?
And he said,
I am your son, your firstborn, Esau.
Then Yitzhak shuddered with exceedingly great trembling, and said,
Who was it then who hunted wild game, and brought it to me, and I ate all of it before you came, and I have baruch him. Even so, he is baruch."
When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with an exceedingly great and bitter cry, and said to his father,
"Baruch me! Me too, oh my father!"
And he said,
"Your brother came with deceit, and took your berachah."
And Esau said,
"Was his name then called Yaakov? For he has come in by the heel these two times. He took my birthright, and see, now he has taken my berachah."
And he said,
"Have you not reserved the berachah for me?"
Then Yitzhak answered and said to Esau,
"See, I have made him your master, and all his brothers I have given to him as servants, and I have sustained him with grain and wine. And what, then, shall I do for you, my son?"
And Esau said to his father,
"Have you only one berachah, my father? Baruch me! Me too, oh my father!"
And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Yitzhak, his father, answered and said to him,
"See, your dwelling is of the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of the Shamaim from above. And by your sword you are to live and serve your brother. And it shall be, when you grow restless, that you shall break his yoke from your neck."
And Esau hated Yaakov because of the barakah with which his father barak him. And Esau said in his heart,
"The days of mourning for my father draw near. Then I am going to kill my brother Yaakov."
And the words of Esau, her older son, were reported to Rivkah. And she sent and called Yaakov, her younger son, and said to him,
"See, your brother Esau comforts himself concerning you to kill you. And now, my son, listen to my voice and rise. Flee to my brother Laban and Haran, and stay with him a few days until your brother's wrath turns away, until your brother's displeasure turns away from you, and he forgets what you have done to him. And I shall send and bring you from there. Why should I be bereaved of you both in one day?"
And Rivkah said to Yitzhak,
"I am disgusted with my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Yaakov takes a wife from the daughters of Heth, like these who are the daughters of the land, what is my life to me?